This is Gudetama. It's an egg yolk with a little butt crack. Gudetama looks like a character someone gave up on. It has limbs, but no fingers or toes. It has a mouth, but no teeth. And yet, people can't get enough of it. You can find it on backpacks, cups, airplanes, credit cards, and it even has its own themed cafe. But Gudetama's cute looks aren't the driving force behind its insane popularity. Its main attraction is its lazy personality. Gudetama comes from a Japanese company called Sanrio. You might have heard of them. They're the creators behind Hello Kitty. In 2013, Sanrio held a company-wide competition to come up with a food-based character. And once people voted, Gudetama didn't end up on top.
Kirimi-chan, the salmon fillet, came in first. We actually started to release products based on the salmon fillet and its friends. Gudetama, the lazy egg, came in second, but we also released products based on Gudetama, and it really, really took off.
The appeal of Gudetama's melancholy stands in contrast to the American concept of cuteness, which is pretty straightforward. The idea of cute represents goodness and optimism, while pessimism tends to define evil. This is evident in some of Disney's early films.
Oh, they do look delicious.
Yeah.
As you can see, there is a clear divide between good and evil. Villains are usually depicted as unappealing, scary, and old, draped in shadows and dark colors. They're meant to be identified as evil, which means that they can never be cute. But in Japan, there's more of a gray area to this. The word kawaii is widely used to describe the quality of being like a child, which means that you can be cute and lazy at the same time.
Yeah, a kawaii is a fascinating idea to me. It's a very vulnerable kind of cute. It's forcing, you're so cute that you make people want to take care of you.
The term emerged in the 1970s and became a big part of Japanese culture. It was shown through fashion, handwriting, and even behavior. And many Japanese artists and academics believe that this popular culture around cuteness happened for a reason. In Japan, the kawaii culture is often linked to the country's post-World War II years.
A message from the Japanese government. I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration.
The idea is that because of its trauma and defeat, the country leaned into its vulnerability. And since then, the concept of kawaii has grown and even formed smaller subgroups. This is Kimo Kawaii, which is sometimes called Ro Kawaii. And there's Yuru Kawaii. Yuru means relaxed and calm. According to cartooning expert Aya Kakita, this particular group became popular because of the stress in modern society. She points out that in the US, people are drawn to spas and meditation for relaxation, but in Japan, Yuru's calm appearance brings comfort to a lot of people. You can also see a shift in Sanrio's characters throughout the years. They started giving them a personality to make them more relatable. When Hello Kitty came out in 1974, she was more traditionally cute than Gudetama, but she remained somewhat emotionless. She doesn't even have a mouth to smile or frown with, and that makes her more of a blank canvas. She can be whatever we want her to be, but many people feel a connection with Gudetama because of its gloomy personality. This approach to cuteness extends beyond appearances. It evokes a reaction. These characters can make you laugh or feel relaxed, and you can relate to them by observing their personality. So at a time of confusion and turmoil all around the world, maybe this is just what we need. An egg yolk with a little bum that's just done dealing with life.
未来が見えない。今日はいいことあるかもよ。